You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
The world is filled with many questions, such as, did giants exist?
What is junk DNA? Does it mean that you're trash?
Do you ever wonder if aliens have underwater bases in our oceans, and that's why there are so many UFO sightings off the coasts of islands all over the world?
How serious even is climate change, and when should we start building our rafts?
Hello, everyone. You may recognize me as Gabby from the History of Everything podcast.
And my name is Bruna, and you don't recognize me from anything yet.
Together, we're two scientists who explore the answers to these questions and many, many more in our new podcast,
Mystery of Everything,
available everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. Spooky season is here. And if you're looking for a show to whet your appetite for a little haunted history, then I'd like to invite you to check out Southern Gothic, a chart-topping history podcast that explores some of the most infamous legends, folklore, ghost stories, and hauntings of the American South. We've covered all sorts of stuff from the Bell Witch of Tennessee to the disappearance of the Confederate submarine, the H.L. Hunley, not to mention our deep dives into the local lore of some of America's oldest and most haunted cities, like New Orleans, Charleston, and St. Augustine. So, if you're ready for a little good old-fashioned Halloween storytelling with a commitment to quality historical research, then be sure to check out Southern Gothic today. It's available now on all your favorite podcast apps.
Well, we're almost out of 2020, and I honestly can't think of anything I'd rather be short on at the moment. On behalf of Karen and myself, we wanted to thank you for sticking with us all these years. I try to stay positive. There's been so much wrong with the world this year, and I felt so powerless to change things. But I still believe that together we can do so much more than the institutions and narratives that surround us would suggest. We hope that you are holding up okay. We hope for better things in 2021. I started out this year with so much ambition, and I end the year with the news that, like many of you, like millions of us, my day job has been impacted by COVID. So I start 2021 with a job search. If you've been thinking about supporting the show on Patreon, this would be a really good time. That's patreon.com/monstertalk. But I do want to figure out what to do next. I still believe in Monster Talk and my other shows, but I'm astonished at how hard it is to focus on editing and writing when I'm also worried about a job. But I'm going to do my best. I don't have any illusions about quitting to do podcasting full time. I would do it in a heartbeat if it made economic sense, but at the present, that's just not possible. But I will do my best to stay focused and keep the episodes coming. If I manage to find a new job, that might also cause an interruption as I learn new skills or take on new projects. And I don't know what the future holds. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But I'm almost pathologically optimistic and eager to continue writing and broadcasting and hopefully entertaining and educating you good people for a long time to come. So, from Karen and myself, we wish you all the best for 2021. And we look forward to putting 2020, the virus, the anxiety, and everything else that was wrong with this year into the well of forgetfulness. And here's where I should remind you that Karen managed to get several short stories and a full-blown book out this year, so be sure and check those out. I'll put a link in the posting. But this really is supposed to be a thank you and a message of hope, not a commercial. And I hope we're making a difference. I hope we're helping keep you entertained. I hope you're doing okay. I believe our audience are the flame keepers. In a time when public narratives have discounted facts and reason, it's up to each of us to do our best to teach critical thinking and speak up for facts. We're not all cut out for conflict, but being informed on how to test ideas, how to fact check, how to spot fallacies, how to smell bullshit, these are skills that you can learn and skills you can teach. And I believe now more than ever that we can make a difference. Keep that flame going in this winter of gusty nonsense.